SPH801.
RNW 329, we're monitoring.
WSDH380, monitoring. WSDH380, clear.
Morning, 380, WRNW 329.
Yes, sir, 329, I got a room full over here. I'm on 696 and I-75 on a makeshift base.
Copy that. It sounded pretty good. Got a little road noise coming with you, but sounding good over here. I'm downtown right now, Detroit. Sitting in the parking lot just waiting to punch in. Got about 5 minutes. Figured I'd key the mic down to see if anybody was out there. Copy.
Copy that. You're doing the midnight shift, eh?
The day shift, but I'm in 4 early. 4 hours early. So, 2 to 2. Trying to get all the money.
I heard that, I did. That's the way to do it. Get it while you can. WSDH 380 on the side.
Okay, I copy that. Yeah, well, we'll try to get some of it. Maybe I can buy some more equipment. I don't know. We'll do something with it. Have a little fun anyway. So catch you a little later. Have yourself a fine morning. Hopefully a good day coming up. WRNW 329. We're clear for now.
WRVK 771, anyone out there?
Here's WRVJ 258.
258, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fairly well, just wrapping things up, getting ready to head for the shed. What's going on your side?
That sounds like a good plan. I'm just driving back home from work. Wish I didn't have to make this drive, but gotta do what you gotta do.
Yes, you do, and it's all about getting back. It's all about getting back, so be careful, and safe travel, all that stuff. I'm sitting in my easy chair, so I'm fairly safe for the time being.
Great, sorry, you were a little broken up on the beginning of that message, and I was scanning and didn't hear the first part of that.
I was just saying, be careful on your drive. It's all about getting back. WRVJ 258.
Yeah, copy that. I'm doing my best. But, driving rink all the time, so I hopefully I'll be good. But I appreciate that, sir. And glad to see someone still awake at this time of night with me.
Yeah, I'm fairly safe where I am, I hope. I'm sitting in my easy chair in front of the big screen, but getting ready to pull the plug and head for the rack.
Copy that, sir. Well, you have yourself a good night. Get some sleep. And I appreciate the contact.
Yes, indeed. Be very careful. We'll catch up soon. Have a good morning. This is WRVJ258.
Copy that, sir. Have a good night. This is WRVT771.
Morning, son. I'm doing GMRS land. Anybody awake for the SOC 793?
Yeah, go ahead, Dave. WRWB 49.
Good morning, right back to you, Mike. You're out here. I haven't been sitting here, I don't know, since 3:30 or something. It's been dead out here. I had to click the repeater once just to make sure it's kicking. That was me that clicked it, and then, I figured I'd take a shot, see if anybody's out here there, Roger.
Yeah, I'm usually out here 4:30 every day. I had this one on, and then I have other, you know, listening devices on, so...
Yeah, 57 degrees. Anyways, this thing working okay?
Well, we're having a conversation, right?
What I mean is it coming in good? Is it fuzzy? Is it this or that?
I can't tell if there's any QRM, so, I mean... I guess it's working.
Yeah, Roger. I got my Venetian blinds down. Sometimes it affects it. I got them about a quarter of the way up. Wanted to make sure. So what you got going on? You working today?
Yeah, I got to go in at 7 this morning. Take my one guy down to the VA.
Yeah, right. How'd it go with the big man yesterday?
Everything was kosher.
Yeah, so he's doing all right. He's still kicking okay?
Yeah, we had a meet up with somebody and sell a color, you know, TV generator.
Yeah, right. He don't have GMRS license, does he?
Negatory. I mean, he has a ham license, but not a GMRS.
Being who he is, you think he would, but, it's just, you know, it's up to him. But, yeah, I know I said I'd give him a call yesterday, and of course I didn't. I don't know why I keep procrastinating on that. I like talking to him on the telephone and everything, and then I procrastinate. Well, a lot of times when I call him, he don't answer anyway. If I text him, he don't answer anyway, so, you know.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I don't know. No. Could you see him trying to fill out the paperwork online? Well, he'd pull his teeth out.
Yeah, I'd imagine him smashing stuff up on the bench and throwing shit around and screaming and then sitting down and trying to fill it out again and then start the cycle all over again. It's not really, it's hard. But when you get to a certain point, you call them up. And usually you'll get a woman, and she'll walk you through it. And they're really polite, really polite. You wouldn't believe how polite this woman was that I had to work with, you know. She'll walk you through it. And it's a lot easier than trying to do it yourself, there, okay?
Believe me, I had to do the same thing the first time. I said, man, am I doing something wrong, ma'am? Well, there was the one day their web interface was down, and she couldn't do anything. So that was dead in the water that day. And then there was, then the other time I had to call because I was like, am I doing something wrong here? And she's like, oh, no, you just got to go here. And then before you know it, you're all good. So after doing it the first time, I was able to, do it for somebody else. No problems.
Yeah, well, there was a few things. One thing that made no sense was password. You have to use a capital letter somewhere in there. Then you have to have characters, two characters, and then the rest in lowercase, and I don't know. And then when every time I tried to enter my password into something, it would either say password's invalid or password's already in use. And that's where I was getting stuck, I think, with the password. Then I finally got my FRN number and everything, trying to put it in there, and I don't know. I just said, to hell with it. Just like 902 did, I called the FCC, man. She walked me right through. It wasn't nothing. It was all of a good maybe 10 minutes. And it was really kind.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, that's how I had to do it, I had to call and ask, am I doing something wrong, what's going on here? But there was the one day, like I said, their web interface was down, so.
Yeah, Roger, on that. Well, the nightmare's over for me, I got it, so I would recommend anybody else doing it. Fill it out as far as you can and then call them up. It's better than trying to figure out. If you try to do it yourself, you don't call them. Well, you said you got it down now. You don't. But I don't think anybody else has. You try to fill it out and it just keeps errors and passwords already used and password not enough characters. And then you got to try to memorize the password. You got to write the damn thing down and put it somewhere. You don't lose it, but it's the way it is. All right, man, let me get back on the quiet here. I'm going to drink my coffee and listen in and just see what's happening out there. But good morning time to you. You're sounding good, as usual. Sounds really good. And I'll speak on you later, my friend. WSRC 793, clear after yours.
All right there, Dave, we'll catch you. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by, listening.
WSBU 202, well, guys, I'm good. You guys just have to use the suicide hotline on the bottom of the page.
WSHM 738, you got a copy. This is WRWB 489. Now, negative copy on WSHM 738. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
WR WFP 489 from WSHM 738.
Yeah, that's WRWB 49.
Yeah, well, good morning. Good Friday morning, so always look forward to Fridays.
Yep. Yeah, I was just talking to Dave out here earlier for a minute. Just that was it. There was nobody else out here.
Oh, they're out there.
I'm not sure, you know, there's people listening, monitoring, you know. Anyway. But, yeah. Anyway, so, yeah. The weather, hopefully it's nice this weekend. Probably won't be, though.
Yeah, hopefully it's not a rain out. It doesn't look like it's going to be, but a couple of days ago when you looked at the forecast, it looked like it was going to be. So, whatever. So, it's good. We need a little rain, so I really can't complain. It's been kind of dry out. So, much needed water, and the grass is ready to be chopped down.
Yeah, mine is starting to grow, so I'm like, I got high spots. I'll knock it down.
Yeah, don't think it's supposed to be real hot today, neither. I think you're like mid-70s, so it'd be good temperatures. I think kind of overcast today, and I think some of that stuff is funneling in from the Canadian wildfires, too. So they say the air quality has been getting worse the last few days. So not that I notice it. Certainly not as bad as a couple of years ago where you could actually see it in the air.
Well, yesterday I looked in front of me and I'm like, man, I look up ahead and you could tell. It's, you know, it's got that haze to it and it looks really, you know, like smoggy-like.
See, I didn't notice that yesterday, but nothing that stood out to me anyways. I mean, it looks very clear out here right now, so I don't know. Hey, never know. It's still kind of dark, too, sunrise. I don't know when that happens. Just think it's overcast, too, so a little darker this morning due to those facts. But whatever, I just can't believe the craziness with the wildfires, you know. It was always, for the most part, California, and that got out of control, and now it's happening everywhere. I don't know if we're just paying attention to it more, or what.
Yeah, I don't know, but I know in Canada, they just let the fires go, and that's pretty much it. They don't really do much with them. I mean, they do, but they're not as, you know, quick on the draw, I guess.
Yeah, it's crazy. I bought a radio from a guy a few years ago. Not all that long ago. He lives in California. And he lived in that town that burnt up in central California. I don't know if you've heard about that fire. There's a Netflix special on it, too, I think. It was what they labeled as the Paradise Fire. The town was called Paradise. So, boy, you ever watch that that documentary on that fire, it's like, I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, I'll have to check that one out and see.
Yeah, they kind of screwed up because they didn't really warn the residents soon enough, right? I mean, if I remember, I watched it like a year ago or something, but anyways, this guy I bought the radio from was from there, and he talked about it, and you know, had a phone conversation with him. Pretty crazy stuff for sure to live through that. And I mean, you know, all those houses get torched, right? And still today, if you look at, like, the satellite map, right, you can still see, like, neighborhoods that were there that are no longer there. It's just a lot of people suffer something like that, and they move out. They don't even deal with it anymore. And some people rebuild, but most leave.
Must be in a dead spot. Excuse me. Must be in a dead spot. You just kind of fit it out there with a bunch of QRM in the background.
This is just a noisy signal. That should be probably a little better.
Fine now.
Yeah, I hit that weak spot this week for either one there. It's just a real spot, so.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, you're fine now, so. But yeah, that's kind of a, you know, yeah, a travesty. You know, your whole town's gone.
The latest ones were even crazier, right? That was getting really super close to, like, Los Angeles. And look at all those beautiful homes up along the PCH, which is the, for you never traveled out west, it's the Pacific Coast Highway, runs along the coast of California and on up. And so when you get into the Malibu part north of Los Angeles there, you know, all them homes that were there on the beach that just got trashed, right? And they say they're never going to let them rebuild there again, which is crazy, right? I mean, it's just, the fires are crazy enough, but you had a beautiful, like, beachside home there. Johnny Carson, I think, used to live there. A lot of these stars live there. I think the one guy, trying to remember, the dad was an actor and the two sons were Jeff Bridges, Bo Bridges, and then the dad, right, I forgot, Lloyd Bridges, right? They had a house there, and I think they used it, like, for an investment property, rented it out or whatever. Just, like, all those homes got trashed. It's like, so you walk away with, I don't know, whatever insurance they're going to give you for it, but you can't rebuild there, so it's all done. I mean, I don't know that they finalized whether they're going to let them not rebuild there or rebuild there, but, you know, if they don't let them rebuild there, just washed right away. Terrible.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy and bizarre.
Well, it doesn't matter where you go in paradise, Mike. There's always some kind of thing that gets you, right? I mean, California, you got the earthquakes, you got the wildfires. You know, the Midwest, the breadbasket of America, you got basically Tornado Alley. You got Florida, hurricanes, you know, Michigan, bricks.
Yeah, Michigan, yeah. That or cross-eyed Johans.
Yeah, I think Florida would be the perfect spot for me when I retire, so I'll deal with the hurricanes. I mean, so, yeah, crazy stuff. I like the atmosphere, the tropics, the short winters, hard to beat. Well, it's a little wind and water, right?
Right.
And just to get it in, I don't think I'm due yet, but it's probably getting within a few minutes here or there. WSHM 738.
WRWB 49.
Yeah, other than that, nothing else going on. Just looking to put Friday in the books. Get on to the weekend. Looking forward to it.
Same here. Yeah, I got a fun filled day today. I gotta take my one guy down to the John Dingle and so he can get his ID access card for work. That'll be a fun filled day.
Which card?
His employee, ID access. He works from home, so, when he signs out and signs in, he just puts his ID access card in the computer. There's like a little slot, in his work laptop where you put your ID card in.
Really? They make them use a card to use the work laptop?
Yeah, if you're a government employee, that's what they do. They even have a keyboard that's got a little slot on the on it to put your badge in. Yeah, if you don't put it in there, you put it directly inside the laptop or in the laptop. There's a slot on the side with it, that's got a chip reader.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I kind of get that, right? So it probably logs them on, too, right?
So he actually works out of the Bronx, VA, but they, but since he moved here to Michigan, he could, and works remote because of his status, he goes through, the one downtown, just when he has to get stuff. But yeah, his server is actually in the Bronx, VA. But, he's working from here.
Yeah, no, I get it. So he works remote, so. Yeah, okay, well, good deal. Now, what kind of ID do you have, Mike? I mean, I'm not talking about work ID. I'm talking about your Michigan driver's license. Have you changed that over yet?
No, because it's not due yet. But I guess when I renew it, they want you to have, like, this new thing called a real ID or something.
Yep, I just did it here maybe 2 months ago. Yep, you're not due yet. I forget now when the date is. I still think you got some time, like maybe a year or two. But if you're gonna fly domestically, time's up already.
Why, so last time I went somewhere, I took an Indian Trails Greyhound.
Okay, yeah. So I think if you were flying that expired in May sometime, but they've been threatening this, you realize, for like 5 years. And then they kept delaying it. COVID threw a monkey wrench in it, I think, at some point. But now I think technically you're in June, And I thought it was May if you were going to fly, like if you go on vacation and fly down to Orlando for Disneyland or California or wherever. You can't board the plane without a real ID. And I don't know, I had a passport for years and years and years. I still do have a current passport. And I still think it's good for probably seven more years. I think they're good for 10, if I remember right. And anyways, they're changing everything over. So they had an enhanced and then they had a real ID. So I'm not sure if one supersedes the other. Just like any other government agency that gets involved with this crap, it's confusing. You know, is the enhanced better or is the real ID better? Does one supersede the other? They make it confusing.
Of course, leave it to Commerce, you know, to run things. Yeah, I don't know. I know the enhanced license. That's, so you can enter other countries, or is it just Canada?
Well, again, it's a little confusing, Mike, and like just when you think you understand it, you know, you let it go for a few months, and I don't know. I just got the one that you needed to get, the real ID, right? That's the one. So everybody's going to have to get that eventually. And that's the one with the little gold star on it. So, you know, and I thought that one, like, reigned over every other one, right? But I'm not so sure anymore. I got no idea. But I think between that one and a passport, you should be okay, I would think. No matter where you want to go. For now.
Well, I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, so when that time comes, I'll be prepared for it.
I thought you'd go to Morocco, you know. Morocco's a very beautiful place. You know, I think they make nice bricks. I don't know how you get them home. Maybe one in a suitcase and one in your hand.
I thought maybe go to Taiwan and get a nice cheap pair of dykes, bring them home.
You bring some wire cutters home from over in the other part of the world once in 2016, 15, somewhere there, and that's no joke. All right, Mike, I'm going to let you go. You have a good Friday. Hopefully it goes by quick and you can get on to the weekend here. So we'll catch you later. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738. I'll be listening out.
All righty there. You have yourself a good day. Don't work too hard. I'm going to get out of here and get ready for work. So this is WRWB 489, and we'll be clear.
WSTI 432.
Making a trip there, Jimmy. WSTU 844.
Appreciate it there, operator. Thanks, WSTI 432.
Have a great and safe day, and maybe we'll talk to you on the other side. If not, have a great weekend. WSTU 844. Stay safe.
Roger that. You have a... good day and be safe out there on your deliveries there. And catch you on the flip. We have you guys listening to the monitoring.
WSOC 793 miles.
Good morning, Mr. Dave. WSGU 844.
Good morning, Todd Sherman. What's happening there, my friend?
I'm getting the old truck a bath before I head into the work. How about you?
Yeah, nothing. Give the old work a bath before I get into the truck. Roger.
Har, 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 har. That's a good one.
Well, I ain't fully awake yet, but I thought today was Saturday. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. I thought today was Saturday. Is it okay?
Yeah, roger that. I wish it was. But oh well. Hey, it'll be a quick day, I hope. And, yeah, I'll be home.
Yeah, roger that. How's Kelly doing?
She's doing good. Doing good. Thanks for asking. Yeah, just trying to put up with this crazy dog. Man, she's got so much energy, but, because of getting fixed, she can't do much, but I'll try telling her.
Yeah, she'll slow down in time, I guarantee. She's just happy she's getting her yah-yahs out. Probably wondering what the hell this thing is around her neck. She can't take off. How long is that supposed to stay on her neck?
We just have it on during the night when we put her in her cage. But I let her out to do her duty, and she wouldn't do it. She was sniffing around, and I'd almost trip over herself. I had her on leash and collar, so she didn't do anything. So I took her back in, put her in the cage, and left the house.
Yeah. Well, everything's going to be all right. Everything will fall into place. It always happens. Just got to put up a little bit of that nonsense for a short time. Once she gets comfortable and everything and knows that she's home, then everything will slow down.
Roger. I'll be right back. I'm going, the truck is going underneath the dryer, so give me a minute.
Yeah, roger that. WSOC 793 ID. I'm listening.
Good morning there, gentlemen. WSFF 330.
Morning, Kurt. Morning, right back to you. I'm just waiting for to whatever, go out or go under whatever he has to do. 844 is out there. But good morning, Tom. How you doing?
I'm just looking to get through today for the weekend. That's all I can do right now.
All right, Kurt, WFGU 844. I'm back from getting the truck underneath the dryers.
Back to you there, Sherman. Yeah, just trying to get through the day for the weekend, right? All we can do.
Roger. Go ahead there, Dave.
I figured I'd sit back and let you and Kurt at it. In fact, you and Kurt, why don't you and Kurt have at it for a minute? I'm going to get up and go sit through some coffee.
Roger, roger. WSU 844 for ID. So how you been, Kurt?
Oh, not too bad. I just still running busy at work, a little too busy than I'm used to, but it is what it is.
Roger, roger. You don't go by the big tire in Allen Park, do you?
No. Go the other way. I'm over there by it. I'm off right off the lake.
I copy that, because there's a fatal accident involving a semi-truck, so they got 94 all shut down between Pelham and some other road right there by the tire.
That's not good. That's like the one you seen, was it Monday? Right out there by 32, 33. That was bad, too.
Yeah, the Chevy van rear-ending a gravel hauler. Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, if I seen the pictures right, it looks like it hit right at the back trailer, pushed that axle right out.
Copy that. It looked like the van didn't even stop. It just, yeah, almost looked like an accordion.
It just seems lately that there have been some pretty nasty accidents. You're just like, what the heck's going on?
Yeah, people are in a hurry to go nowhere, and then they don't pay attention that they got distractions.
I think that's the truth. And it seems like these newer vehicles, over the last few years, they get in accidents and they roll over. It's like, wait a minute, I don't remember all these rollovers back in the day.
Copy that. Well, I remember I think it was the Bronco that they had trouble after a while, and they had to lower it. I think it was the Bronco that they had to do that too. That's stupid. It's not the vehicle, it's the people that are driving it.
Yeah, but the car manufacturers try to make them all lighter for better fuel efficiency and everything like that. So it's just easier to, you catch it just right, it's easier to roll them. And I've seen people roll cars in a 25-mile-an-hour zone where normally it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, it's something else, especially, the freeway or some busy intersections. People trying to run the light, try to beat the light. It's crazy.
Definitely see a lot of those crazy drivers to and from work, man. Holy cow. Some days I wonder how they get anywhere.
Yeah, I see all day people cutting in front of you. Think a bigger vehicle can stop just as fast as a little vehicle can. Not all the time.
Never understood people that want to play chicken with a semi. Never understood that one.
Definitely. Kurt, I'm going to get out of here and finish this cup of coffee here. So have yourself a fine day. Be safe. Have a great weekend if I don't talk to you on the other side. And we'll talk to you again soon. Take care. Be safe. WSTU 844.
Hey, Sherman, you got to have yourself a good Friday. Enjoy your weekend if I don't talk to you. WSFF 330 monitoring.
Roger, you too.
Well, I guess a half a cup of coffee is better than no coffee.
Dave, have yourself a good one there, and I'll talk to you on the other side, WSCU 844.
Yeah, Sherman. You have yourself a good morning. Sounding really good to the repeater. We'll talk to you again. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
WSDU 202. I surely hope I got that mess cleaned up because I got to go right through there this morning.
When they're at the breakup point. And in order to get the output tubes,
the brace up point, you gotta crank the volume practically all the way up, and you know, it's not gonna favor with your neighbors and, you know, things like that or whatever the case. So what they do is they have the preamp can design the knob to turn up the preamp to fully and turn and send in the brake up the saturation, and that is amplified through the, even though the power tubes are turned down, still you got that breakup going into them from the preamp tube. So in other words, you're supposed to get a little bit of distortion when you crank the preamp tube all the way up there. Roger.
10-4. Yep, alright. That's why I wanted to figure it out, because it's funny when you buy an amplifier, they don't give you no booklet with it like you do for a radio. You just gotta figure it out on your own. But, yeah. I kinda figured it like it's not like you're giving power, but you're not getting the power, so I guess that's how you do it. 10-4.
And Roger, that most of them tube amplifiers use 12AX7 dual triodes as the preamp tube. Usually it's some amps, it's a single 12AX7 fed into a 12AU7 and then over to the preamp tube. It's a single tube, single power tube, and it's what they call single ended. When you have two power tubes or more, four even, you have what they call push-pull. Well, then you got two 12AX7s running through a 12AU7, which is called the phase inverter. It delivers the negative side of the audio to the negative side of the tubes. And each tube, each power tube in a pair, one amplifies the negative side of the audio signal, the other one amplifies the power, the positive side. So you have an inverter tube that takes one signal, turns it negative, and feeds it to the one tube, and puts the positive to the other tube. Of course, you got what they call push-pull. But another benefit of the preamp adjuster, you know, being able to turn the preamp up and down, is you get a pedal on there or something that's got a lot of gain, whole hell of a lot of gain, and it starts driving the hell out of the amplifier, you can back off the preamp tube, you know, and kind of smooth things out there, okay?
Yeah, 10-4. Okay. I'm going to go get me some coffee. I've been up all night, I just couldn't sleep. But, yeah, I got, before I go, I'm going to tell you what I did my son one time. He was really into Transformers. You know, the cartoon Transformers. So I had an idea, I wrapped up a regular electronic transformer. And he said, what is this? I said, it's a transformer. All right. He opened it up, looked at it, and he goes, what's this? It's a transformer. That's what you want, right?
Yeah, I bet you he was confused. What is this?
Yeah, well, I get my nephew all the time now on his Christmas. Christmas always gone, and it's always next year already, and I go, so what did you get for Christmas this year? And he tell me everything they got, and I go, it's funny, the Christmas didn't even get here yet.
Yeah, how old are they?
Well, one's 18, one's 20, the other one's 40, and the other one's like 45.
So sound like they'd be a little bit past the joy of Christmas. It's just a regular, yeah, here you go, man, Merry Christmas, you know, don't even bother wrapping it or nothing. Yeah, take this, this is yours. Yeah, I got this for you, Merry Christmas, you know. Instead of all the stuff as we were kids, you know, the presents all wrapped under the tree and everybody's sitting there, we're all sitting there drooling, waiting for the okay to start tearing them open there, you know.
What I used to do when I was young, I wanted a police scanner, and so what I did was, I cut the bottom out of the box it was in along and put it back underneath the tree. And my dad grabbed the box. Said, there you go. He goes, how come this is so light? He said, the bottom was cut out. Where's your gift? Oh, I'll be with you there for about a month and a half.
Now, we'd have gotten a lot of trouble. We pulled that, but when my mom used to wrap the presents, she'd only make one wrap around the box, and that's it. And I used to take the presents, and I used to push down hard on the wrapping paper, and I could see right through the wrapping paper what it read on the box. You know, it's kind of mean, but yeah, that's what I used to do. I was the only one in the family who could do it too. I don't know why. Nobody else could. So my brothers and sisters all be standing there. What's that one? Tell us what that one is. Cut down the paper. Yeah, it's an easy bake oven. You know who that's going to. So yeah, I was able to decipher, you know. Oh man, she got me my Johnny Steed. Yeah, she got me my Johnny Steed. Couldn't wait till the day when they would get to rip them open. You know, I still would act surprised and stuff. I didn't want to, you know, bum anybody out, so I'd act all surprised when I ripped it open.
See, it's funny, when my sister used to buy me clothes, I always used to tease her. WRFK, 359, Beneficent. I always tease her. I said, what are you trying to do? Dressing me like Ken? I don't wear these type of clothes. Ain't really yummy.
WSOZ, 793 ID. Now, we rarely got clothes on Christmases. Our parents were good to us. I mean, we used to get a lot of stuff on Christmas. A lot of toys and all toys. Slippers one time I remember from my grandma or something, but now mostly it was toys. It was great. You know, we already knew what we got because I was able to read through the wrapping, you know, but we still act all excited and everything and stuff. It was a good old time. But, hey, I wanted to ask you, you told me about that guitar amp with the master volume. What amplifier is that?
One is a piggyback. You know, double sag. You know, the head goes on top, and it's got 250-inch speakers in it. It's called the Woodson. Yeah, it's a 300 watt. The other one has a, I can't think of the name, but that's a 45 watt. I use that in the bedroom. I got my big aunt buried somewhere when we moved here. They was buried in a bunch of stuff, so.
Because it occurred to me when I was explaining to you what the master does, I was talking tube amps. It's the same thing on solid state. You find socket, most of your solid state amps, you find a preamp knob. It just, you know, it turns the first transistor, the first amplifying transistor up and down, just like the first tube. The first tube in the stage is your preamp tube. So it's the same thing with the solid state, except it's the transistors replace the tube there. Did you know if your amp is tube or transistor?
Both of them are transistor.
Hey, Roger, there. Sorry about that. Then bringing up the tubes and stuff, and not realizing, you know, the transistors are the same. My Marshall here, my solid state, has a preamp, then a volume and stuff. And like I said, it comes in handy if you're running a pedal or something through them, or some kind of, you know, electronic deal into the amp, and it's a little bit too much for it. You know, you have the capability to back the preamp tube down and smooth everything out, because some of these pedals and stuff are pretty have a pretty aggressive output, and you know, you get it plugged in there, and it's, you know, the pedal wants to start pointing at itself. That's when you got back that preamp down there, Roger.
Yeah, the guy on YouTube was showing him. He had his distortion on, and he says, what bad is when you crank it up. It sounds all nasty and everything else, but you got to equal put it out. So it's about clean and, but it sounds rough, you know, that's what.
You know, regardless, even through the 70s and stuff, all the tube and transistor amplifiers I own, I've always been mainly a straight through the amplifier guy, straight plugged into the amplifier, no pedals in between. At the time I tried pedals, I tried distortion pedals. That's not the sound I want. I like clean, but with just a little bit of grit. Just to give it some kind of like a Stevie Ray kind of little bit of grit there. But I've always been a straight through the amplifier person. No, you don't have to worry about the batteries going dead and the pedals, and you don't have to worry about this and that. You just plug into the amp, you know, set your adjustments, and then be done with it there, Roger.
Yeah. I got two jokes that, well, it's not a joke, but I love that one. You talk about guitars and people that they don't understand what you're talking about. I was talking to the other guy that way, and this guy who don't play guitar was standing by us. I go, man, I said, I broke a nut. And the guy looked at me and he goes, are you okay? Do you have to go to the doctor? I'm kind of giving the other guy a grin. I go, no, you just don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know what you did, man, but that damn buzzer's back with you again. It ain't the repeater. I think me and you went through this before. Something's causing a buzz on your transmit. It's bad. It was clean all through the time I started talking to you. Up until that last transmission, you had a buzz coming in there with you.
That was my cooling fan on the radio. As soon as I started talking, he kicked on, then as soon as I keyed the bike, it settled down again, no more. But you don't hear it now.
Well, if it's on, I hear it very little. I mean, minute. Very, very little if it's still on. It's not bothering you now. But with that one transmission, it was really buzzing in there with you, okay?
Yeah. 10th floor. Okay, I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna go get you my coffee. Nice talking to you again. So, 73 is due out. And I'll talk to you later on, probably today. WRFK 359 will be clear. 10th floor.
Yeah, Robert, good stuff, man, talking about the gear and everything and stuff like that. You're sounding good, you know, except for that one time. Other than that, even now, you're sounding good again. Whatever your fans calm down, you're sounding good again. So leave it at that. But coming to the repeater and everything sounds good. Anyway, you have yourself a good morning. If I don't talk to you later, have yourself a good day. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
Too much. Side off here. Listen to the fan. See. If it kicks on again, nah, I won't do it. You always know you don't do it when you're not doing it.
Oh, it must have kicked on because it's doing it now.
Going on
there, WRWB 49. Oh, what's that?
On my way to work.
Yeah, Roger that. You sound different, man. You on a different radio?
Oh, why?
What's that?
Why? I just got a handheld HD.
Yeah, it sounds really good. Really loud. Really clean. It just sounds different than you. I don't know, maybe I'm used to being far away from the microphone or something. When you used to talk. Because you sound different now, but you sound loud and good.
Oh, maybe I snipped the mild limiter in my HD, right?
Oh yeah, that's easy. Just clip PR25. PR25, that should take care of it.
Yeah, I'm just on my way to work here and figured I'd jump in there before I go in.
Alright. I'm just sitting here, sipping my coffee. Got a little piece of a movie going. Was talking, Robert just a little while ago, and now I'm just, like I said, drinking my coffee and catching me a piece of this movie there, okay?
Yeah, I got it out of here. Yep, I hear ya.
Alright, man. I'll put it on you later. You're sounding good. Everything's working like it should there. On the end. Be careful at work, and maybe I'll talk to you when you get out, see how it goes if I'm out here. And that's about it. WSFZ 793, I'll clear up your final.
Okay, Dave, we'll catch you later. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WSGI 432 monitoring.
Morning, Jimmy. WSSC 793.
Morning, Dave. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. Feeling a little rough since I woke up. I don't know. I'm feeling a little rough here. I don't know what's happening, but. Oh, excuse me. I didn't know that was coming. But other than that, I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Making a delivery with another guy from work here. I was just showing him my radio, and yeah, we're heading down to Warren there. I'm at, like, 12 at Hoover, 13 at Hoover. So yeah, we're just over here at 59 and Van Dyke right now.
Yeah, roger that. Well, you're only going to be a couple blocks from me then. I'm over here 11 and over. I'm about as close to 11 and Hoover as you could possibly get. I'm a few blocks away, but one or two freeways right here. In fact, when I sit in my room here, the window open, I can hear the freeway. I can hear all them rice burners opening up, and I hear all the hot rods opening up and everything. And roger.
Yeah, roger that. I caught most of that. I think my, I'm on a Baofeng 771 antenna here in this truck, so I don't know if I'm getting out very well, but you're kind of breaking up there a little bit. I'm at, coming up to 18 in Van Dyke, so I don't know how well the signal for the McComb repeater is here.
Well, you're sounding good. You're coming in the repeater very good. You know, you're right there, full tilt, so, well, yeah, that's a pretty good trip, especially off the handheld, roger.
Hey, roger that, yeah, maybe it's just skipping a little bit here because I'm moving.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I found on this radio, I gotta squeeze this mic kind of tight. And I don't know, sometimes I get to talking and I get to relax and I start easing up off the key bar a little bit without knowing that might be it, who knows. But it's working good, I'll tell you that.
Hey, right on, man. Yeah, that's good to know that I'm getting out there here. I try to take a handheld with me everywhere I go so that I can try it out.
Well, generally up this way, you can hit Mount Clemens repeater, you're good to go. That's the repeater, man. Sherman used to, Sherman, that's the only repeater Sherman could hit. And back when it wasn't working, you know, Sherman and me would try to talk to each other. He'd start getting into the fringes at around 30 mile or something. And even when he got up this way, it was nasty and thus it would go over to Troy when he could hit it. But since they fixed this repeater, I mean, he hits it way before 30 mile. He'll come in and all the way, he'll trip all the way down to Madison Heights or wherever he goes. We talk and he's perfect there, roger.
I noticed that ever since they fixed that repeater, I can hit it from, I work over there at Dryden Road in M53. I'm just north of that, about a half mile, and I can hit the McComb repeater now, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, that's one of the main reasons why I'm back on is because, you know, even when I first started with my handheld, people said I sounded better on the Mount Clemens repeater than the Detroit repeater. But then Mount Clemens, after a while, the Mount Clemens started breaking up and doing its thing. And I got my DB20 here. So I just set up for the Detroit repeater. I know it has a diesel noise and everything, but at least, you know, you can hear me. I tell people, I know I got diesel noise behind me. But if you can hear me, that's all I want, no breaking up and stuff. So, yeah, once you fix the Mount Clemens repeater, I'm back in the Mount Clemens one now, okay?
Yeah, roger that, man. You've been sounding pretty good lately when I hear you. I wish they would link these back up to the Flint there, all over the place there. But, you know, you got those clowns out there, so I guess it is what it is, right?
Yeah, roger that. Well, we got on the phone with each other the other day, me and Sean, and they had me go up to my TMRS, and he proved to me he don't own all the repeaters. He doesn't own them. He only owns the Mount Clemens one, if I got that right. You know, I'm just saying what I remember. But he proved to me that he don't own the other repeaters. There's other people out there who run them. So he can't say nothing. It's up to them out there if they want a link. So it's not his fault, there, Roger.
No, I get it, you know, it is what it is, you know, so, the guy just, you know, it just makes a little more fun talking to people, you know, at greater distances.
Yeah, I understand. A lot of my people that I talk to on my log here are up on the other side, but, you know, I didn't get upset or nothing. It is what it is, you know. It's just how it goes. And then, you know, I got to talking to him, and I asked him, I said, if you own these repeaters, you know, how come you just don't tell them guys up there to go pound sand, man? You're turning them on because I own them. Well, he doesn't own them. He showed me, and I'm convinced. He convinced me. I mean, what I read from what I've seen on it, there's no need to convince any further. He just owns the Mount Clement one, generally. He's got, I'm not saying stock, some kind of partnership with the rest of them guys up there, but they're the owners. So he has no say-so whether they want to turn them on, turn them off, or what. He generally has no say-so, if I got that right. So, you know, people can't be blaming him for it. I'm convinced, so. And I'm not saying you're blaming him or anything. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, you know, to me it is what it is. They turn them on, they turn them on. They don't turn them on, well, they're out with it.
Yeah, no, man, I'm not blaming nobody for it, you know. I guess it's fine. But I'm going to let you go here. We're pretty much almost to our job site here. But it was good talking with you there, Dave. I'll talk at you later or whenever we're connected or something, you know.
Hey, Jimmy. Good stuff, man. Good talking to you, too. Haven't talked to you in a little bit there. And heard your key up and had to set my thing down and grab the microphone. So, anyway, you have yourself a good morning. You're sounding good through the repeater. I don't talk to you later. You have yourself a good rest of the day there. Weekend, too, if they don't connect us. WSSE 793, and I'm listening.
All right, man, you take care. This is WSGI 432, and I'll be clear.
WSFT now too. 973 out there. Or 793 out there.
Yeah, come on, Frank. I know too, come on.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. How's your day going?
Good morning, right back. How's it going, all right? Catching a movie here and drinking my ice water and pondering what's going on the rest of the day, dude. Okay.
Yes, sir. Was waiting for a kickoff time myself, so we'll see what happens. see what exciting adventures the day will bring, correct? Roger that.
Yeah, roger that. Well, it's Friday, so I don't know what kind of excitement would be kicking off, but it is Friday, okay?
Yes, sir, exchange day. People give you things and you give them to everybody else. Uh-huh, I know how this works.
Yeah, it's probably going to be an exchange day for me. I meet up with Mr. Ed later. Get this out of the way and be about it for exchange day. For the rest of the day, I don't know, probably going to be same old, same old.
Well, no matter how you look at it, it's still a good day. So there it is.
Yeah, right after that. No, I just, like I said, just see how it all goes there. And, you know, one thing runs into another, and I don't have, except for maybe an exchange with Ed, I really don't have nothing planned now, okay?
Hopefully the sun kicks out and, becomes a nice day is all I'm trying to say. See what happens.
It'd be nicer. Yeah, it'd be a bit nicer if the sun came out. Well, the sun ain't out, but at least it ain't raining.
Now, roger that. Hey, blessings come in all kinds of disguises, so there it is.
What are you going to do today if it don't rain?
Yeah, like I said, I'm just waiting for a kickoff time, so don't know what day it brings. So it is what it is. We'll find out what type of adventures I'll get into.
Yeah, all right. Well, all this quiet around the Pond D is, I might take myself a little bit of a nap before I get up and get my shit together and get a hold of Oopsie, get a hold of Mr. Ed there, all right?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, no, charge your batteries up and get on with your day, brother. Just wanted to put on you for a second, say hi, good morning, all the good, happy stuff. So, yeah. WSFT 902. I guess I'll just kick it out and monitor for a little bit, and then I'll get a hold of you when I get a hold of you.
Hey, Frank, very good. Good business. Sounding good. Sounds really good. It's nice to be able to talk to you on the link ones and have you come in. Really good there. Nice thing now. No messing around. Anyway, we'll talk to you in a little bit. Appreciate the key down, man. WSOZ 793. Hey, I'm listening.
WSIJ 839 monitoring.
WSEI 375 monitoring from Clinton Township.
Whiskey Sierra India. Excuse me. Juliet 839. Monitoring.
WRVV525.
India Juliet 839. WSIJ 839, monitoring.
WSIH 827, antenna test.
It's working.
It's working.
Very good, thank you.
WSIC 866 monitoring.
WRNW 329 monitoring.
WIZX 218. WIZX 218, WIUG, Quad A, copy. WIUG, Quad A, clear.
WSIC 866, monitoring.
Station 866, WIUG, Quad A, copy.
WIUG 489, copy. Station 359, WIUG 489, copy.
WIS GG 772,
Rochester Hills.
Go ahead, 772, WIUG 488.
Hey, Jack, how you doing? I'm heading home from work.
Good. I'm over here 10 miles apart.
You're coming in pretty good. I'm in downtown Rochester heading to the bank.
Okay. Roger, yeah, I know where you're at. So, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good now that I'm heading home from work for the weekend and going to a direct bowl in downtown Mount Clemens for a fundraiser today.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, that's nice you're going there anyhow.
Yeah, it's for the needy. Donate some gift cards.
That's good. What are you planning for tomorrow?
See you up there in the morning for breakfast if you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there for sure, 100%.
Yeah, I want to dine with you this time.
No worry. I'll buy you a coffee with no problem.
That's affirmative.
Good. And meet a few people out there, I know. Very good.
I've met some of them.
I see. I know I heard you yesterday talking to Sean.
Yeah, I've made acquaintance with Dave, too.
It doesn't get in my mind right now. I don't know. Dave's, well, there's a few Dave out there, but I don't know which one is it.
I think he's in Warren.
Are they going to be there tomorrow?
I'll be there bright and early.
See what's saying. Hey, I'm going to let you go because there's traffic here. And really, it's a mess. The 696 is very mess. I'll talk to you a little later. See you tomorrow morning. WIOG 48.
Yeah, okay, Jack. It's always a pleasure talking to you. WSGG 772, Rock, downtown Rochester, monitoring.
WSCI 847, WIUG 48, copy.
WIUG 48,
copy. Station 359, WIUG 48,
copy. WIUG 218.
WIUG 48, where are you?
I'm outside here at home. I was just 2x4 sounding back at you there.
Sound good. That 2x4, go ahead and give me up to 5 count.
Roger that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, WRZX 218.
Yeah, that sounds good. What are you on, DB20?
Not yet. I'm going to hook it up and try it, too. I'm on the Redivis. It's RA87, the 40-watt. The 40-watt that does 30. But I just hooked it up. UPS guy just delivered it. I just hooked it up, and I'm getting ready to put my SWR meter on and see what I'm doing there, Roger.
Roger that. Well, it sounds good.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, something happened to that Nagoya. I don't know if it's where it bends over or something down in the base coil got wet and shorted out. I don't know, but it's no good.
Your signal is good, 5x9, and audio is good.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, that's just right out of the box and right on the roof, and I'm talking at it. So I'm going to hook this meter up, and we'll talk at you here. Give me about 15 minutes here, and see what it does there, Roger.
Yeah, no problem. I'll be on the base station anyhow.
Roger that. Well, give me about 15 minutes, and I'll get back with you there. WRZX 218, we're going to be clear and standing by.
How about it, Mr. Ed? You out there? WSZ 793. Now I'm putting no contact on Mr. Ed over here. WSZ 793,
I'm listening. WRZX 218, monitoring.
Good afternoon, Randall. 218. WSRZ 793.
Well, Roger that, Dave. How's this thing sounding to you down there in Warren?
Sounding great. Beautiful. You're full in. I'm sitting on the Detroit repeater just in case. I'm waiting for somebody to come over, and I don't know, you can't hit the Mount Clemens repeater. I'm waiting here on the Detroit repeater, but, hey, even on the Detroit repeater, you sound really good there. Go ahead.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm out here in my Jeep. Got it running for, I get my full 13 volts anyway through this. I just put that 2x4 Comet on here. Seems to be working just fine, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. What radio you got hooked up?
Redivis, RA87. I just had my SWR on there, and it's putting out a whopping 25 watts. Supposed to be 40 on high, but it is what it is, I guess. This antenna's working great right out of the box. I haven't touched it, but I got a high SWR. It's like 1.8. This is a dual band antenna too. It's geared for 2 meter, 70 centimeter, and GMRS. But it's working. The other one failed on me. I don't know what happened to it there, Roger.
Dave, did you say there was a problem with Mount Clemens?
Hang on a second, Randall. No, I didn't say there's a problem with Mount Clemens. I'm expecting a person on his way here from Livonia. When he gets close enough, he can get in his Detroit repeater. But before he left, I had him program his radio for Macomb. But I'm not sure if he's going to be able to hit Macomb from where he's at.
so I'm on the Detroit repeater just in case he calls up. No, there's nothing wrong with my phone repeater.
Okay, I misunderstood. I thought I heard you talking there. Okay, never mind. Carry on. Catch you guys later. WRU 850.
Yeah, all right, Sean. Sorry about that, man. Have yourself a good afternoon. WSWZ 793 ID. Yeah, Randall, it's worth it. I was going to ask you if you ever figured out what was wrong with the Nagoya there. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger. Well, it wasn't the mag mount. I bought a new one of them too first. Tried it out. No change. So something happened to that Nagoya, and this comet's working just fine. So we're gonna go with that. And, got a little high SWR on it, but that's okay. It's working. I ain't gonna fiddle with it yet. Okay, man. Thanks for the check back. We're gonna shut this thing down and go back in. WRZX 218, and we'll be standing by.
Hey, Randall. Well, you're sounding good. Everything's working. I hope you had yourself a good day, too. 1.8's a little high. I'd watch my long-windedness. 1.8 is not nothing, you know, it ain't the death of the radio. You know, 2.1, 3.1 would be the death of the radio. But I just watch how long I see down, that's all. Make sure she ain't getting hot. Have yourself a good afternoon, my friend. WSOC 793, and I'm listening.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, on the mobile.
WSGX 218, WIUG 48.
WRZX 218. Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
That's that DB 20?
No, not yet. I got to go dig it out of the house. This Rudderbus is only running 25 watts, it's telling me, if this meter is correct. It used to be 30, so that high SWR. I got 1.8, I was telling Dave. Have you checked yours? What are you doing with it? What's your DB20 on your comet there?
My DB20 is 1.1.
Copy that. I'll have to work on this a little bit. But I can't trust this cheap meter either. It could be that. It could be the meter. It's just a little cheap Chinese meter, so... Could be that too, Roger.
Roger, but it sounds good. You know what I'm saying? But that's too high. 1.8 is too high on that antenna.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm going to work on it. I'm going to work on it a little bit, see if I can get it better there. All right, Jack, we'll talk at you a little bit. And give me some D's here. WRZX 218, we're going to be listening again.
Hey, Randall, take care. I
got to
go east, too. Catch you later.
WIUG 48. Hey, Randall, before you go, just real quick.
WSOG 793.
Go ahead. Your antenna, you're on a magnet mount, right?
Correct.
Now, before you go screwing around with the whip or the coax or anything, you know, your match can change a bit if you move the antenna, if you slide it from, if you, like, pick it up, put it somewhere else on the top of the body, on the same. In other words, if you have it in the middle, try sliding it a little forward, a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right. You'll see your match will change. Not great, but... You know, sometimes, though, it's just a matter if you have it placed in the right place in the on the roof. It'll go down there, okay?
Yeah, copy that. That's what I meant. I'm going to mess with it. See if I can get it better. Yeah, I got it right smack dab in the middle right now where I've always had it, so. We'll experiment around with it. I'll get back with you there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. All right, very good. Now I'll let you get out with what you were doing. I just wanted to tell you that before you guys start screwing with the whip or the coax, move your magnet mount around. That'll change the match, too, on there. I'll catch you in a little bit, my friend. WSOC 793, and I'm listening.
Roger that. WRZX 218, standing by.
Hello, guys. WSCU 844, real quick, in here. Just got into my truck and going to the front of the warehouse. But, Sean, WRUU 850, you still by the channel? Yep. Copy that. Well, hope you're having a good day. Any word if they fixed the Mayville repeater or not?
Nope, first time hearing there was an issue. There was something wrong with it?
Yeah, I was making a lot of noise last night, and they turned it off. And it was still turned off this morning.
Well, let's see here. So, let me read up here on the channel. Hold on a second, I'll be back. WRUU 850.
Roger, roger. So, hello, Randall. Hello, Dave. WSU 844.
Hello, Sherman. What's happening over there?
Not much. Just got done out of the Frito truck. Now I'm on my personal vehicle, and I got to go back up front to the warehouse, take care of paperwork, put things away, and log off for the week.
Yeah, all right. Well, the weekend's here, man. You got a couple days there to finish cleaning that barn out, okay?
I wish I did have time to do that. No, we got to put the pontoon in the water, and I'll finish opening up the cottage, and then who knows what. I want to mow the grass, too.
Hey, Sherman.
Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, it looks like they shut it off last night because there were some people monkeying around on it. See, it doesn't only happen down here. And it looks like it's been back on for just about 9 hours. Looks like it's been back online for about 8 hours and 40 minutes. So it's back online.
All right, roger that. I appreciate that, Sean. All right, have a good evening.
All right, catch you guys later. WRU 850.
Roger, roger. WSTR 844.
You better get them call letters right in the right in the right row. I'm calling the FCC on you.
Hey, it's been a long day, man. It's been a long week. But anyways, I'm going to head up to the front of the warehouse, cool off the truck a little bit, and get my butt north. So I'll catch you in a few.
Jerry, my friend. I'll get with you. I'm sitting there waiting on somebody coming out of Livonia. Got some business to do here and things like that. So I'm on the deck on my handheld here waiting for him. So, all right, Sherman, very good, man. We'll talk to you in a little bit. WSOC 793, and I'm listening.
Roger, roger. Sound good on the handheld. All right, and I'll be back when I can. WSTU 844, and we'll be clear and off the air for 15, and I'll be back.
Roger, roger.
WSCV 843, monitoring.
WSFT 902, monitoring.
WSGG 772, mobile monitoring, Sterling Heights.
How you doing, 772? This is WSGK 347.
I'm doing just wonderful now. I'm off of work. I'm headed to downtown Mount Clemens to the Rack Bowl for a fundraiser.
Copy that. I think I heard you this morning. About 5:30. Is that you on the radio?
No, that wasn't me this morning. I was out on the road at 4 o'clock. Had an early start.
Roger that. Yeah, maybe it was day before or something. Okay. WSTK 347. This is Joe Shelby Thompson.
WSTG 772. This is Paul monitoring.
How about it, Mr. Ed? You in the neighborhood? WSOC 793.
Node 710 connected to node 700.
WSGG 772, downtown Mount Clemens at the Rack Mall. Come on down, donate for a good cause, $10. Gift card from Dollar Store or Dollar Tree. Oh, I'm clear.
USDM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WSGU 844. Motoring north and monitoring.
What's your price for flight?
4-4, motoring, WSUM 993.
WSU 844. If you're trying to get in the repeater, didn't make it, sorry.
PM 993, 844, how is it going, Sherman?
We're linked, WSGU 844, hi Chad.
We're linked, I just heard somebody from Mount Clemens a few minutes ago.
Roger, yeah, I'm coming into Utica on M53, I'm going home, going northbound. How are you today?
Oh, doing pretty well. I must have been getting out of work, huh?
Mr. Roger, thank God. It's been a long day, and it's been a long 4-day work week.
Do you have any plans for the weekend or anything, or no?
Yeah, we're going to put the pontoon in the water, so we got to clean it out, get the dust off everything, and vacuum it out, and who knows what, and then, my son said he'd be up the cottage by 3 o'clock to help me put it in the water.
Yeah, 3 o'clock, you said?
Mr. Roger, in the afternoon on Saturday. And Sunday we have a lake association meeting, so fun. How about you? Do you have anything planned?
No, not really, not too much. Just chilling, hanging out. That's about it. You know, it's a normal Friday, normal weekend, you know?
Sometimes that's a good thing, man. Definitely. As long as we can do it quick and I can get back home or stay, we're not sure what we're going to do, but yeah, I need to have a bonfire. I haven't had a bonfire since last year sometime.
After that, whereabouts is your cabin at? Like, what area?
About 25 minutes to the east of where we live. southeast. It's still in Lapeer County.
Copy that one. Well, that ought to be fun, man, for sure, definitely. All right, Sherman, safe travels out there on the road while you're heading home, and we'll definitely talk with you, my friend, and all that good stuff. So we'll let you go for now and talk with you maybe a little later or something if you're around. WSDM 993 will be clear.
Thanks for that, Chad. Good talking to you. You be safe, whatever you're doing, and yeah, we'll talk to you later. If not, have a great weekend, and talk to you when we talk to you. So the SGU 844, I'll be monitoring.
Good afternoon to you both, gentlemen. 4-4 there. I just lit the first bonfire of the year up here, Bob in Sheboygan County, WRCC 544. Yeah, plenty of stuff to burn up here, especially on the property. I lost a couple of trees, but yeah, do enjoy your bonfire and be safe, sir.
Sheboygan Bob, good to hear from you. Oh, yeah. You probably got smogged out from those Canadian wildfire smoke. It's really bad down here, so it's got to be worse up there. Good hearing your voice there, my friend. WSGU 844.
Roger that. The air quality has improved somewhat this afternoon, but I still haven't opened the house. Yeah, it is what it is. Ice storm and Canadian smoke. So, yeah, good to hear you on the net, as always, sir. And, again, enjoy that bonfire. It's always a good time.
Copy that, Sheboygan Bob. Take care now. And you stay safe and hope to talk to you again soon. WSGU 844. We'll be standing by, monitoring.
844, Junior, you say. WRCC 544, as always. The boy in County Bob, monitoring your business.
Hey, Sherman.
Hey, what's up?
You got an engine on that pontoon?
Roger, roger. I think it's a Merc, WSGU 844.
Yeah, WSOZ 793, I guess. Yeah, well, how many horse Mercs you got on that?
It's a 50 or a 60. Don't remember offhand. I don't know. I'm 60 years old now, man. I've got some timers.
Yeah, that's quite a bit of horsepower, 50 or 60. That's quite a bit of horsepower for a pontoon. I bet you you open it up, that front end comes up, don't it?
It does the job. I don't know if it's you can feel it when you gun it, but it's old. I think it's a 2010. Yeah, we bought it used up a few years ago. Yeah, but it runs good. We enjoy it. We just gotta put a stereo in it, but I use my Bluetooth speakers on my Bose Mini, and they do the trick.
Yeah, Roger, and Bose Mini Bluetooth speakers are amazing. I remember I lived at Trailer Park. I hung out with the guy, old man, across the street, and he bought one. I'm looking at this little thing. Anyway, we hooked it up, and I connected it to his phone. He put some music on. I about flipped out.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I bought one with some birthday money, maybe about, between 5-10 years ago, and then not too long after, had an anniversary from Frito, and they let me shop their stuff, and there was the same one, so, and you're able to pair them, so, okay, awesome.
So you got a pair of them?
I have two all together, and you're able to pair them. If you have an iPhone, you're able to pair them.
Yeah, they're amazing. How are you powering them, up 12 volt?
Well, they're, no, it's not. They got batteries in them, so you charge them up, USB. But, they're a lot louder if you use the computer. But, I can only use one. I haven't been able to try to pair them, with the computer yet.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while. I forgot, yeah, they have batteries in them. Forgot about that. Yeah, them things sound amazing, man. I was really flipped out, man, when the old man got the one and I got his phone connected to him, put some music on. It was like, wow, the bass and everything. Bass through the floor, and that was a jamming little thing there, okay.
Yeah, copy that. And Dollar General, Family Dollar, they used to sell those boombox Bluetooth speakers for $25. I bought one of those, and that thing puts out pretty good. And then my son bought, I've got a few Bluetooth speakers. Can't hook them all up together, but and then another one, he bought me, it's got to be about a 4 foot tall by maybe 6 inches or so, and it's Bluetooth, and it's got speakers in it, and they light up, and that doesn't do too bad.
Yeah, Roger, somewhere around here, I have a pair of Bluetooth speakers. They're just round, maybe about 2 inches round is a pair of them. They got some lights that run around them. They sound pretty good, though. They don't sound nothing like that Bosey, but they got some really nice sound to them. I mean, they don't sound like little tin cookies, you know. They got the power there. They can get pretty loud, too, okay?
I'll do that. Yeah, no, but the one that I told you stands about four foot tall, you can hook it up to the TV also.
Wow, that's cool. I like that. All right, Chairman, let me put it on you. I'm waiting for my company, and should be here any second, and get this business done here. And, that'll be the end of my day. I'll probably give you a holler a little bit later when I get in. See if you're around, if they still got the repeaters open. Give you a holler when I get in the house there. Sounding good through the repeater. And I'll talk to you a little bit later. WSOZ 793. And I'll clear up your final.
Roger, Roger. Good talking to you, Dave. You sound real good. Enjoy your company, and hope you get your business done, and I'll be around. We'll talk to you later. WFGU 844, and we're monitoring.
WSFB 853, I couldn't help but notice, saw your Rough Nuts and Mowers and overheard you guys talking about Bluetooth speakers. Just kind of want to put the word out there that I built custom Bluetooth speakers. Big or small, waterproof, loud, quiet, whatever you want.
Roger, Roger. Sounds good. I'll keep you in mind, my friend. My name is Sherman, WSBU 844. I live in Lapeer.
My name is Justin. I'm out in Corona, WSFB 853. If you want an idea of what I'm talking about, go on Facebook and type in the search box, Built Not Bought Boomboxes.
Copy that. So that's a custom page.
Yeah, we take the Pelican-style cases that they sell out there at Harbor Freight, and we mount speakers and amplifiers in them to pretty much whatever you can imagine. A lot of the ones I use 24 volts, and my personal one has two Pioneer 6-inch speakers in it, and I can take it over to the neighbors and crank it at like 70% volume, and I can hear it all the way across this property. Like, you can hear this thing over machinery running. I can put it on my lawnmower and hear it loud and clear over the deck lawn.
What's the prices on them?
They average $85 to $100 over what it cost me to build it.
One more time, you fit it out there.
They average $75 to $100 over what it cost me to build it. It completely depends on how big you want, how far you want to go with it, what speakers you want to use, if you already have your own speakers, that type of thing.
Copy that. Oh, that sounds good.
I can make them with what's called true wireless stereo, too, where you can link two of them together as well.
Yeah, there's nothing better than having two or more linked together. Justin, what was your call sign again, and I'll keep you in mind.
I am WSFV853.
WSFM853.
I would use the phonetic alphabet, but I'm not up to speed on it yet. It's WS, W as in whiskey, S as in Sandy, F as in Fox, V as in Victor, 853.
Okay, I didn't have the V. All right, thank you. All right, I will put you in my contact list, and then I'll check out that that Facebook page.
You'll be amazed when you check that page out and see the stuff some of us have built.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, I'm gonna sit here on the side for a bit. So good talking to you. Nice meeting you, Justin. Again, my name's Sherman, and WSTU 844 will be clear after your final.
Yeah, WSFV 853 for identification purposes. I'm gonna be clear and going back to working on my mower as well.
Wait a minute. Aren't you the Justin from Owasso Radio?
What was that one more time? I was just starting to walk away and I missed it.
Sorry about that. WSU 844, Sherman again. Don't you, aren't you partners with Travis at Owasso Radio?
Yeah, it's the Radio Shack and 10 Computer and more. I'm not really his partner. I just kind of work for him. But, yeah, that's a good place to find me.
Roger that. Yeah, like I said, I have to come over there and visit you guys, check your guys' place out. All right, I'll let you get back to what you're doing. Thanks for replying back. WSU 844.
Yep, not a problem. WSFU
853. Station 544. WIUG 488, copy.
WRZP 544, WIUG 488. Good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon, Bob. How are we doing today?
Systems go here at DLZ. We're smoky, as you could imagine. Air quality sucks today. So other than that, all systems go. How about yourself, brother?
Bob, you're right. Smoky over here, too. Same thing. Matter of fact, I don't know. I was laying down, and I woke up, and I see a little bit dark outside, and I was driving to Farmington, and it was darker there.
Roger that, Jack. It's a bad scene all the way around for, us folks that have lung issues, but again, just like the ice storm, Mother Nature's going to be Mother Nature, Roger.
It's a better word.
Roger that, Bob. You're right about that. All right, Bob, I just want to see how you're doing. I haven't talked to you in a while. So we'll talk again. WIUG 48.
Roger that, Jack. The text you sent me, I got you wired in on the ham bands out in the Radio Shack, so I'll start listening here come the first of the week. Always a pleasure. WRCG 544.
Bob, even on the handheld, you can put that. Yeah, and I was out there this morning, too.
They're in the Kenwood HD as we speak, Jack.
All right. Take care, Bob, again. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
Hello, Jack. WSTU 844. Just waving the antenna at you.
Hello, Sherman. How are you today, sir?
Real well, real well. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you? You must have just got off of work, huh?
Roger, Roger. Doing good, doing good. I'm over halfway home, so. Yep, nice drive, beautiful day, nice fog, but hey, the sun is shining, and I'm above the grass, so it's a good thing.
Roger that, Sherman. You take care, and we'll talk again later on, probably tonight or tomorrow. WIAG 48.
USTV 254, looking for day 793.
Yeah, come on, 254. WSSZ 793.
Roger that.
So it's working, man. We got it. We programmed it right. Are you here?
Over here. Yes.
BM 993, copy.
Node 710 disconnected. Node 710 connected to node 700.
WRNW 329 monitoring.
WSGH 922, WSBM 993, copy. WSGH 922, WSBM 993.
Bring him back in here. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, sir.
No copy on WSGH 922. Sheboygan Bob 544, go ahead.
Yeah, my brother, you didn't get an answer, so I'd ring in and tell you have a good afternoon and a happy weekend there, Roger.
Same to you and yours up there in Sheboygan County. Hope your day and weekend's going well also. Likewise, it's been a pleasure. Always good to hear from you and talk to you, Bob. We'll do it again soon. WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
As the saying is, keep it between the ditches there, brother. You do a lot of road work. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Clear, monitoring the frequency.
WSBM 993, you got a copy on WSI B528?
528-993 mobile, go ahead.
This is Rick from Lapeer County. How's your air quality doing there? And are you in Saginaw, you say?
You're at Saginaw, Michigan, yes, that's correct. Saginaw repeater, yes, sir.
I was just letting you know, down here in Lapeer, and I just checked the air quality. It's like 153
to 157, and if you look outside around where we live, it's all haze from that smoke from Canada. And I'm sitting here with COPD, and it's not real good for my health. I'm just letting people know it's pretty bad out there.
Roger that. Well, stay safe, my friend, and hopefully don't get too trapped by it. I hope that it all goes well for you, and hopefully you don't get too trapped by it there. Try to stay safe as possible. WSBM 993.
993, nice talking to you there for a minute. I just wanted people to know that the air quality is pretty unhealthy right now because of those Canadian fires. So, all right, well, you have a great weekend, and I'll probably catch with you again sometime. WSIB 528, clear after your final.
Copy that. Copy that. 528. WSTM 993. Clear and monitoring.
WQZJ 969, monitoring.
WSIC 866, monitoring.
Bring it on in here, sir. WRCP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County. I guess not. WRCP 544, monitoring frequency.
WQZJ 969 to 544. How are you doing this evening, Bob?
Honestly, brother, all systems go here at TLZ. No complaints. Good Lord, let me put my feet on the ground today, Roger.
Very well said, my friend. It's always a good day when you can look at grass from the top side instead of the bottom side. It's same here. No complaints at all.
I concur wholeheartedly, brother, and as always, good to have you in my receiver in my home. We'll let the network fly, and, brother, you and yours be safe, and may the good Lord take life in all of you. WRCP 544.
All right, Bob, it's always a pleasure. It's comforting to hear your voice on here for me. It is. And you take care of yourself, you and yours. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe, and we will catch you down the channel. WQZJ 969.
WSFB 335. Can I get a signal check?
WSFB 335, WSIC 866, I get you.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. We also have you in our receiver.
URFK 359, why not Bell River? We got you up here too, come here.
Thank you. Down in the middle of the woods, trying to hit the repeaters, you know, out here in St. Charles. I didn't think I would. But thanks for the reply. Clear. So USFB 335. You guys need to switch this channel.
Go where? Says the flag. Fire.
All right, Robert, you knocked it off. Good evening, sir. I haven't heard you in a while. WRCP 544, you know, the boys are coming back.
How you been doing? Is it green out there, up there now? WRK 359, is it green up there?
You betcha, Robert. We made it through the ice storm, and we've got Canadian smoke fires coming in up here and passing through. But again, all systems good. Here you've been in there, my brother.
Oh, just hanging in there. Just looking at all the... can't really say people. Persons. We talk on that on the radio here. Well, other than that, I'm doing just fine. I'm kind of waiting for the summer kick in. Because it seems like it gets nice, and it gets cold, it gets nice, it gets old, it gets bored.
I can appreciate that, Robert. I just sold my 67th here in May, so I did it, my brother. Each day grows older, but we're glad you're here, and it's good to hear you in my routine. So we'll go ahead and sign off. We had our 5 minutes, and may the good Lord take a liking to you, and if he don't, I sure will. WRCP 544, your brother, Sheboygan County Bob.
How old are you, Bob? How old did you say you're going to be? Okay. Talk to you later, Bob, up there. Robert down here is going to be 70. 20th of July. So, let me see, Julia. Have a good one. And stay dry. Maybe they don't stone while we're up there. And the reason I'm talking funny, you got some chew on my mouth. So, all right. WRFK, this might not be out of sight by the thing.
Robert, are you out there?
WRFK, no, WRF, yeah, WRFK 359, WRUG 488, go ahead, Jack.
Well, hello, Robert, how are you? I shot it for you earlier, you were not there, Roger.
Roger, where are you at? Calling from the moon? You're all staticky. Like you only push it one lot or something like that. You ain't pushing your inner lot. I can barely catch your voice, and you got like all savvy behind you.
Hey, Bob. Robert. No problem, Robert. You take care. We'll talk again anyhow. WIUG, buddy.
Have a good evening, if I don't talk to you later. This is WRFK 359, we're clear with WRUG 488. We're clear in Monterey.
Station 922, WRUG 488, copy. WSCI 847, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48 is clear.
WHR-566 to WSTU-844. Are you out there?
Oh, there you are. I've been trying to get a hold of you for some time. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I was out. I came home and I went out, cut the back grass, and then got food came and I ate, and then I went out front and cut the front grass, and I had to do some cleaning up in here, but yeah, I'm all right, though. What you up to?
WSTU-844. Just got done eating. Now we're just watching some TV and having a brewski and monitoring the radios. And talking to you, my friend. You had a good day at work?
Yeah, copy that. I was just dragging butt today. I don't know why I was just, I don't know, if I didn't get good sleep last night or what, but I just, but yeah, other than that, yeah, I had a good day today. We had I had one run when I was there, that was it, so.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I thought I heard you guys have one run or so. Yeah, so when you're not having any runs, you guys, Chief got you training or anything, or washing the trucks, or vacuuming or cleaning?
Yeah, we do some of that today. I had at 9 o'clock, I had to go do public relations at Baldenburg Park for kids today. It was the last day of school, so they had a thing over there, so we went to do that till about 11 o'clock, and then came back, and then we did our grocery shopping and made lunch. And then after lunch, we went to Station 3 because it was one of the guys' birthdays, so I bought birthday cake for him, came back, didn't do too much, check up on my email, stuff like that, and that was about it.
Copy that. Yeah, I saw the new engine 3 on the road when I was heading down North Avenue towards 23 from 21, and then the shift commander in Utility 1. How long has that been labeled shift commander? I saw him at the pit stop there at 23 and North Avenue. I grabbed a picture of it, so I'll be posting that when I get a chance.
Ever since we got full-time captains, it's been, about 2 years, 2 or 3 years.
Copy that. So remember the last time we had a Box 42 meeting at Station 1? How long ago was that? Do you remember?
I think I seen a thing come out. I think it was 21 or 22, something like that.
Roger. Going. You guys haven't got any newer apparatus since? There was something, I saw something in Station 3 when I went by, and it looked like it was like on a normal pickup chassis, and then it had those safety strips on the front of it, on the box.
Oh, you mean in the back of the box? In the back?
Oh, it looked like it was on the front of the box.
No, the only thing we had up there today, you probably went by there when we were having our little gathering. Only thing I know up there that they have up there is the engine 3, the new engine 3, but that was in Bay 1 behind the deputy chief vehicle. And then the middle bay didn't have nothing. And then our old engine 3 was there. The only thing that has them things are the squads and the truck have them, you know, the yellow and red stripes in the back.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I know squad 3 was sitting out front.
Yep. That's when we were all up there. Did you see the ladder truck in the back?
Negative. No, I didn't see that. But like I said, I saw the new engine 3 was heading south on North Avenue when I was heading north on North Avenue to 23 to Cirrus at pit stop at 23 and North Avenue. That's when I saw the shift commander.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah. That might have been right after we got fuel at the 23 mile. I probably just missed you. What time was it? Because we left there around 3. I think we were back there almost around 3:34.
No, this was earlier than that. I think it was 2. It might have been around 2. So, yeah, it might have just... The new engine 3 is not in service yet, right?
No, now it's not supposed to go into service till the 23rd or the 25th, which I figure would happen. Engine 2 was at Station 3, but we brought it down to Station 1. We left it outside, so.
Copy that. But, yeah, I was on my way back from my route to leave Mount Clements, and I saw that federal grant truck at Station 1, which was labeled Hazmat 1, so I turned around. I've never seen that one before. I know Sterling Heights has one. Warren has one. State Police have one. And I think now the southern counties in Michigan have one or two or three.
Yeah, copy that. Did you see the new one that Warren's getting or got? That big, tandem suction?
Yeah, I saw it on the suction site on Facebook, the heavy rescue, yeah. So I'm curious on where that is right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't either. It's probably at Suckfun getting whatever they do for it before they ship it.
I'm not sure if they're done with it and it's already in Warren's hands and they have to take it, get it ready to fill it up and have people train it or what. But yeah, that's a monster. Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy stuff.
Agree.
Did you say that you agreed?
Yes, I see I'm there,
and I agree. Chad, is that you?
How's your at 844?
Yeah, you're on a radio that's kind of low, barely making the repeater.
Yeah, are you able to hear me, or?
Oh, I can hear you, but, yeah, you're just barely making the repeater.
How that could be, I'm on the Saginaw repeater.
Oh, you better now.
Roger, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Do you know where you go for online to do a GMRS license? I was seeing if maybe you could help me with that. I was trying to see where I would go to do that.
You go to the FCC website.
I'm on there. I'm just trying to figure out where I go on there to try to locate it.
I had a hard time trying to get all that. I had to call an agent to take care of all that stuff.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. WSBM 993.
Well, Kevin, I'm talking to Kevin 566. Maybe he can help you. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, Chad, I did it, but I'd have to be with you to do it because Sherman told me he had trouble with it. But I went online. I don't know how I did it, but I did it. You got to go in there, like you said, to the site, and I think you might have to create an account. And then if you go in there, I think you can do a search for license. I think, I'm not sure, but you go on your GMRS, and it is kind of hard, but it's not. I mean, I don't know how I did it, but I did it. But, yeah, I would have to be with you or whatever to do it. I just, you know, I don't remember exactly.
Back on that, Kevin, I don't know what happened.
Oh, yeah, when Sherman told me he had trouble with it, I went online, and I figured it out. I did it online, but like I said, I would have to be with you to go through it, to do it. I think you go in there. I don't know if you can do a search. I think I had to create an account, and then you have to get that, I forgot, the FRN or something like that, and then you can get in there to get the licenses, something like that. But like I said, I wish I could help you out, but if we were live closer or something, I'd meet up with you and go through it, and I probably could get you through it like I did.
Roger, I already got the FRN number. I was able to get that situated and taken care of. It's just now for the license.
Yeah, copy that.
Chad, you've been illegal all this time? Chad?
Go ahead.
I said you've been illegal all this time?
Oh, sir.
I'm just kidding with you, Chad. WSUU844.
Gentlemen, this is WSIT284, and I have a possible answer for you, so I can get in here.
Go ahead, sir.
So what you're looking for is the license manager on the FCC website. It's under the ULS online filing. On the license manager page, you can log in with your FCC FRN number and your password.
I think I'm logged in now.
And then on the left side of the screen, once you've logged in, you can click apply for a new license. And GMRS is VA. WSIP284. Clear.
I'm trying to locate all that, but I'm having a hard time locating it.
All right, 284, what's your name and where are you located?
This is WSIT284. My first personal is Alex, and I am in Farmington Hills. Over.
Oh, nice to meet you, Alex. This is WSIT284. My name is Sherman. I'm here in Oregon Township, Lapeer County.
Good to finally make contact with you, Sherman. I've been monitoring for like a month, and I've heard you guys talking on here.
Roger, roger, and that's Chad, which is east to the northwest of me, and then down to the southeast of me is Kevin.
I appreciate the formal introduction. Thank you. Over. This is WSIT284. Sorry, no copy there. There was a lot of static.
Yeah, I was just commenting on just making sure I had WSIT284, Alan.
That is correct, Sherman. Whiskey, Sierra, India, Papa, 284, Alex, in Farmington Hills. Over.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Yeah, I'm going to put that down in my contact list. Thank you. All right, WFTU 844. So, Chad, did that help you any? All right, no copy, Chad. Kevin, you still there? WFTU 844.
Yeah, I'm here at WFTU 844. I'm trying to find this thing here to help him out.
If you do a Google search for apply for new FCC license, the first page that comes up, if you just scroll down a little bit, there's an area that says steps to applying for a new license in ULS with a link that'll take you there.
USDM 993.
Go ahead, Chad.
So I'm logged in here, but I don't know where to go or what to do here at this moment.
Go ahead, Alex.
So on the left side of the page, you should see apply for a new license. I'm actually going to log in myself just to look at it with you. This is WFIT284, over.
I think I might have found it. You said it was ZA, Z as in zebra, A as in alpha.
That is correct, over.
I think I might be getting somewhere now, guys. I'm still looking here.
WSCU 844, Kevin, you going to stick around or you going to, I'm going to stick around and let them figure it out.
So I'm here. I just got into my thing here for a course, and I'm trying to find it. Like I said, it's tricky. I don't know how I did it, but I'm trying to see if I can get, no, I'm standing by. I'm here. I'm just looking to see if I can find it.
Yeah, Roger. Okay, I'm not going to, I'll let you guys take care of it, but I'll stick on the side, WFTU 844.
This is WSIP 284, also monitoring and clear.
Hey, Chad, you still out there? I found something here with mine. It's called FRN Financial, and I think you go through there to get your license when you're logged into your FCC.
Yeah, Kevin, I think I got everything all squared away. I appreciate your help there, my friend, WSDM 993.
Copy that.
Awesome, Chad. WSDU 844. Kevin, WSDU 844.
Go ahead. There was SDU 844, this is WSHR 566, go ahead.
You guys do some exercising during the day also?
No, we should, but it's not mandatory, but some of the guys do, and I'm one of the guys that doesn't do as much as I should. I was doing pretty good there for a while, and then I got off track again, so... But no, it's not mandatory, but we at Station 1, we got a big physical fitness room there.
Yeah, yesterday you were doing something, you butt called me, and I was listening to you, and it sounded like you were exercising.
No, yesterday I didn't work, but I'm trying to figure out what I was doing, because I was home most of the day yesterday. I mean, it might have been I was shopping yesterday. Maybe you heard me pick something up. I don't know. Unless it was Monday when I was working.
I'll have to look at my phone, but I was I was listening to you for a while, and you got in one of the trucks. And then, maybe it was Monday. I don't know, I have to look on my phone.
Yeah, I didn't even know I bought that audio.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah, it was Wednesday.
I got to hear it. 9:54 in the morning I called you.
He accidentally called you. It was Wednesday.
Oh, it was Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was working Wednesday. We weren't exercising. Probably, what did we do Wednesday? Oh, I drove the key here to, Tiny needed a spare key, and me and the guy jumped in the engine and came down here and did that. You probably heard me going through my travels and stuff.
Yeah, but it sounded like you were talking to somebody, but you weren't talking on the regular talk group. You were off talk group, because I didn't hear you on the regular talk group.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't on the radio at all. The other guy was, so...
I got off track and I forgot all about it because I was going to call you and tell you or text you and tell you that you butt called me. I think I did. Yeah, I texted you and said, hey, you butt called me, but you didn't text me back.
Yeah, let me see it.
So how's Tanya?
She's in her bedroom. I guess she's doing all right.
And Deb, your mother-in-law, how's she doing?
Oh, she's doing all right.
Oh, good, good. Well, tell them both that Kelly and I said hi.
I sure will. Yeah, so I talked to Christopher today, and I said, I'm pretty good friends with Sherman now. I said, me and Sherman knew of each other, but we really didn't. You know, we weren't close, but we knew each other. And he goes, oh, yeah. He said, I haven't seen Sherman in a long time. I told him, I said, well, you know how me and him got more acquainted? I said, he has a GMRS. And Chris says, I have one. I said, you do? He goes, yeah, I got it a couple months ago. He said, I guess some of the guys on Bruce, I guess, have GMRSs, I guess. And Chris said he bought a bail thing. I think it's the same one I got, your guy, to me. He says, I don't know how to program the dang thing. I said, well, I said, you can meet up with me one day. I said, I'll go through it. I said, I did mine. I said, Sherman helped me a little bit. So, yeah, so he's got one now, too.
Well, that's cool. WSDU 844. Yeah, Chris is the kind of guy that you got to contact him. He doesn't contact you too much.
Oh, yeah, copy that, definitely. And he said they do have the G5s, he said they do. So you were right.
Awesome. Now I'm going to have to hats off to Chief Jim, because, I told him about them and showed him mine, and he went out and got one, and he was going to try to talk to the senior chief on getting those things. So awesome. But, he's got the, Clay Township.
Yeah, for Clay Township. He said, yeah, because they get paged out on it, he says. Because he asked me why you got one, and I told him, well, I said, it's actually like a scanner. It's a pager scanner. That's what I call it. You know, and I told him I had a friend, program it for me. He said it's kind of hard to do if you don't know what you're doing, but I said you gotta go do this and that. I said it's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, copy that. You know, I don't want to say that our friend, because he's a mutual friend, does he have a GMRS license?
No, I think he just has a, I think he has a ham. I'll have to ask when I see him, but I don't think he does, because if he did, I think he'd tell me, but he might. But I know he has a ham, I know that.
Yeah, because he's mutual friend and co-worker with somebody else on here.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I got to get a hold of him so I can get that open channel. He told me to let him know, so I'll have to give him a call here maybe or text him online and see what day I can come up for him to do that for me, maybe one day next week.
Copy that, WSTU844. Yeah, because when I went on my old Facebook account just to check on who sent me birthday wishes, and I posted saying that I'm not on here that much anymore because I was hacked twice. I have a new account, so he sent me a new Facebook request. But yeah, I haven't talked to him in years.
Yeah, he said he knows, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I think I called him one time for Skywarn thing, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, copy that.
Yeah, but I gotta sit down and put on paper on what I want for one of my new zones, and I'll have Gary reprogram it for me for Lapeer County. Lapeer County repeater for Tuscola County and Genesee County and anything else that I can pick up on Lapeer County tower.
Yeah, copy that. So when you go up, so if you go to Frankenmuth, you'll be able to hear Frankenmuth Fire and all them up there then, if you can get Genesee County.
Frankenmuth, I think, is Bay County, if I'm not mistaken, and Bay, for some reason, I think it's Bay County or Saginaw County, but, yeah, he doesn't have a program in there. I just put it on the open mode, and it'll pick up the closest power in that county.
Frank and Boone to Saginaw County, Sherman.
Oh, thank you, Chad. So, yeah, next month is a muster up there. Towards the end of the month, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think it's the last Saturday of the month. I got it on, I seen it on the Glyfa site the other day, or yesterday. I think it's at the end of the month. I'll have to go on there and look again.
So you, you're a member on the Great Lakes page?
No, that's a narrative. No, I never joined that. No, I mean, I know anybody can join it, but I don't have a fire truck, so.
Well, I don't either, but I follow the page. They have the Great Lakes have a page.
Oh, yeah, copy that. WSHR566 for channel identity. Yeah, I follow that, yeah. I added that Adam as a friend or following him. Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, because of what they had a John Deere tractor with the lights and that. Kelly just saw that, and I posted it on my Facebook account.
Yeah, I seen that. That'd be pretty cool to have, wouldn't it?
Roger that.
No.
Why not?
That's the old one, not the new one.
Well, I have two John Deere tractors, but one is supposed to be going to the person that's supposed to be doing some work for us at the cottage. But if not, then yeah, I'll keep it and I'll play with that carburetor so it starts every time I start it.
Yeah, maybe Dave could help us rig up a pump on it.
Definitely. Now, I want to paint its fire engine red and make it go a little faster and have some lights and sirens on it. Heck yeah.
Is that the
draft to do? Yeah, I'll do whatever I can with it.
Yeah.
Where's Tanya?
Tractor one in route with one.
Good one. Yeah, I'll put a trailer behind it that has a 50-gallon drum of water.
Oh yeah, like one of those sprayers. You can use it for brush fires.
Yeah, roger that. Oh man, if you could see Kelly now.
They tell us just a tractor, a little tractor, not a big fire truck. Jeez.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're still paying on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what we're talking about, Kelly.
Oh,
okay, I'll keep the old one, and I'll turn it into a grass fire lawn tractor. Darn straight.
Yeah, copy that. Put some big knobby tires on it, so if you have to go out in the field with it.
Roger, roger. And, yeah, we'll call it the Leader and Rice Fire Department. How's that?
Copy that.
You got old.
I'm the leader.
You got the old turnout gear, and I got the old turnout gear, and we'll go up to Michigan Farmers Memorial Festival and put it in the parade.
Yeah, Kelly did a kick out of this. Yeah, me and you can dress up as clowns.
Yeah, Kelly's just saying the last time I did that, I was with Lennox, and we did a parade in New Baltimore, and I was in shorts with my turnout coat and my turnout boots, and I had my socks on, but they weren't high enough, and I had some burns on my ankles. Yeah, I still have scars from it. It hurt for days.
Yeah, copy that. Well, there'll be something left to think about, Sharon.
Well, Harf, now we can get on. Well, we've got Kelly's girlfriend that's been for years, and her husband, I got a friend with, they've got some old-time tractors. Farmall and what kind of other tractors? Yeah, the big one. But they're going to be in a parade in North Grand, you said?
I'm very tired. I think it says 8793 listening.
Hey, there's the solder sucker guy. Ah, where you been hiding, WFDU 844?
I've been out on the back deck with 254, Mr. Ed. He come over. He brought me some stuff, dude. Oh, my God. It's amazing. He brought me a box full of stuff that's just totally badass, but we were out there talking. 903 showed up, and we just all sat around talking and everything, man.
Uh-oh, some magic dust.
No magic dust, but nice equipment. I'm still kind of taken aback by it.
Roger, roger. What, some amps with real old tubes?
No, actually some vintage stuff that I can't mention on here.
I can imagine then. Okay, there's something like magic dust, right?
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, he just left, and I just came up in here. And, man, I'm tired out. I'm whipped.
Yeah, roger, roger. Kevin's out there also. Go ahead there, Kevin.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean, hello, Kevin, if you can hear me. I didn't mean to jump in your conversation. I just wanted to let you know that I was listening.
Oh, you're fine, Dave. I hope you heard me and Sherman talk, and we're talking about getting maybe a rider more or a tractor and painting it red, put sirens and lights on it. Matter of fact, we found one online. A guy converted into a rider more. He converted into a fire tractor, and he's got a thing on it to pump water. It's got a pump on it.
Go ahead, Break. Hold on, Break. We got you. Yeah, I seen the picture. I know exactly which one you're talking about. It's a John Deere. He's got a pump mounted on it. It's all red. He's got a pump mounted on it and everything. I thought that was really neat. That was really neat. But, gentlemen, there's a break out there, and one of you guys give it to him since it was your conversation. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
Go ahead, break. WSU 844.
WRCQ 544, thank you. Hey, brother, I need to talk to you about a power supply issue I've got going on. Hello?
Bob, you kind of faded in and out of there. Who you want to talk to?
Sorry, and it was you, sir. You were the last one to have the net. Forgive me. Yeah, I could use your help and get Jack to pass my email and numbers along to you, if you don't mind.
Are you talking to me? Talk about me?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, yeah, that's no problem. No problem at all. Sure, if I can help you out with some, I'm going to be more than happy to. You know that.
That Sean and both Jack suggested I reach out to you because there's a gremlin running around in an Antron power supply I have, and so I'm reaching out. Well, again, good to hear you in here, my brother. WRCD 544.
Yeah, no problem. Good to hear you too, Bob. It always is. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and don't talk to you often, but it's always good when I can there. And we'll talk to you soon. Yeah, whatever the case, we'll work it out. We'll figure it out. I'll help you out. I got no problem with that. WSOZ 793, I'm going to let it back to, give it back to Chairman and Kevin there. And I'm listening.
Roger, roger. Anybody needs to break in, go ahead and break in. They want to hog up with the man.
Thanks, gentlemen.
WSGU 844, this is WHR 566. Yeah, Sherman, I think I'm going to sit back here and listen like Dave is, but there's probably some other people that want to get on here and talk, so I'll be monitoring. If not, hopefully I'll talk to you tomorrow. WHR 566 clear after your last.
Kevin, I'm not finished talking to you. You want to give me a call? Give me a call.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Roger, roger. All right. WCU844, going to call it a night. Y'all have a good night.
Yeah, all right. You and Kelly, have yourselves a good night there. We'll talk to you later. Tomorrow, maybe on the way. Well, I don't know, tomorrow's Saturday. Well, either way, next time we'll talk to you. Catch you later, WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
Hey, roger, roger, Dave. Yeah, we'll give you a holler in the morning. Have yourself a good evening, my friend. Enjoy. And, yeah, we'll talk to you in the morning. WSDU 844. Good night, all.
WSCI 847, WIUG 48, copy.
Station 488, WSGH 922.
I'm glad to hear you out there. What's happening?
Yeah, ditto. Yeah, I heard you calling there. So, yeah, I've been over on the 10 meter there. I worked a couple stations. Not too, I thought I was going to open up, but it's not too good tonight.
Yeah, you're right. It was not that good at all. I don't know why. The signal was good. Was 5x8. Their signal was 5x8. They're coming here, but I got back to them. Couldn't hear me at all.
Yeah, I worked two of the... three, the one I couldn't get, but I got the one guy in Brazil and then the other guy in Mexico, or girl. I looked her up on QRZ. Pretty cute little girl there on HF. Looked like she was in some kind of a training telecommunications institute or something like that. It's pretty neat on her QRZ page.
Let me talk to you a little bit later because I'm outside and it's getting a little chilly right now. So I'll talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. We'll chat at you later here. WSGH 922 clear.
WSGG 772, downtown Mount Clemens, monitoring. WSGG 772, mobile monitoring, Sterling.
Heights. Nothing. At the edge of a clearing, protective artillery is called in.
Node 710 disconnected.
And there it is, first dingleberry of the evening.
Yep.
scans.
What are you, 2 years old?
WSCI 847 WIAG 48
Gonna be at breakfast in the morning, Jack.
Sure, you got it.
Okay, we'll see you there.
There's another that I was telling you, that pharmaceutical guy, he's coming tomorrow too, 772. I think his name is Philip or something like that. I know you were talking to him a couple of days ago.
Oh, Better Living Through Chemistry. Cool. He can bring pharmaceuticals. We'll all have fun.
Whoever he said, yeah.
All right, anyhow, I'll see you in the morning. WRU 850.
John, take care. I'm trying to get a hold of Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, see if he's out there or not. He told me he's going to be there, but I don't know yet. Anyhow, talk later. WRUG 48. WSCI 847. WSCI 847. WIEG 48, copy. WIEG 48, clear.
WSIE 375 monitoring.
I think it was a little scratchy in the repeater.
WSIE 375, monitoring from Clinton Township. Anyone copy?
I got a copy on you, WRZQ 607.
Thank you. WRZQ 607.
Really weak into the repeater.